For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Law enforcement against prohibition. These men and women have served in the trenches of the drug war as prosecutors, judges, cops, guards, and wardens. They have seen firsthand the utter futility of our policy and now work together to end drug prohibition. Please visit leap.cc.
I recently got the chance to speak with Jack Cole. He's the director of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, on the web at leap.cc.
Well, Jack, as I understand it, your organization has grown to some 3,000 members with dozens of speakers. Now,
actually, it's over 3,500 now.
It is growing fast.
Very quick.
You send these people who have experience in the trenches of the drug war out to speak to Rotarians and other organizations. Well, what is the response?
You're correct, Dean. All of our 95 speakers have to be current or former members of law enforcement, and when they go out to speak to Rotaries, Kiwanis Clubs, Lions Clubs, Chambers of Commerce, and we find that the vast majority of the people in these groups, once we're through with our talks, agree with us. Although, when we first go in, I'm sure that we wouldn't find 5% of them that agree with us. But it's so interesting because after we're through talking, the main thing that all of our speakers have said they hear is people line up afterwards to come up and talk to them about what a great talk it was, how interesting it was, how they've never heard anything similar to this in the past, and usually wanting to know why they've never heard anything like this in the past, because the logic is so clear and concise and about the failure of the drug war and the fact that we need to do something more to discuss ending drug prohibition that they just can't imagine that it hasn't been brought up before. So at any rate, the vast majority of those folks agree with us.
I do urge you to visit the website of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition at leap.cc, and if you'd like to hear more from one of their members, Howard Wooldridge, the man who rode his one-eyed horse Misty across America, was our guest last week on the Cultural Baggage Show, and you can hear that online at drugtruth.net. Howard says the travel itself was quite grueling, but the biggest obstacle was fighting his way through the interstate commerce of America. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.